Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
The dynamics of this Padres managerial search are so intriguing, given the just where the team sits right now in the disappointing season. Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods. Woodsy, still out sick today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But we got executive producer Paulie Reindl here. We'll play a little take on Joss, subbing in for Woods here in about 20 minutes. If you want to try to win a trip to Vegas, qualify for our monthly getaway, $250. Food and beverage. Be ready to call in just a little bit. There's so many different ways you can kind of structure it. And Dennis Lynn in The Athletic was answering some questions in a mailbag. Said, quote, I wouldn't rule out a third consecutive first-time manager. And I know you kind of roll your eyes and you're groaning, no, not another Andy Green and Jace Tingler. It's definitely a possibility. The more we talk to some of these guests, like when we had Adam Jones, Jeff Blum on earlier today, they all seem to think that there's nothing wrong with hiring a younger manager who might even still be the first time on the job. You just have to get the right person who can come in and, you know, get some credibility, connect with players. That seems to always be the most important thing, that connection with the players.
Yeah, and we've talked about it a ton over the last, you know, week or so. It would probably be easier for most other teams to make that sell to their fan base. AJ Preller, to his own credit, you know, given his last two hires now, it's going to be a much more difficult sell to the fan base, I think, to hire somebody that's inexperienced in coaching and recently out of the game, sure, but that's just a more difficult sell. It doesn't mean it's impossible to do. It just means people are going to be a little bit more hesitant.
You don't actually have to sell it to the fans, though. The fans will buy it if the team wins, and they will reject it if the team loses. Now, you'll wear it for the off season. If they don't like the hire, if it's someone that they don't approve of. Yeah, you'll hear about it. You'll hear people saying, oh, why? I don't want to go see this team play. They just hired another Jace Tingler as their manager. I guarantee you, if they win ball games and are making a playoff run, people will be very happy with the hire.
Yeah, you said something last week when I was working from home that I really liked. You said, look, if they hire Bruce Bochy, everyone seems to be up in excited about it. They're happy with that decision. But if the Padres win 65 games next year, it was the wrong hire. And vice versa, if they hire some 37-year-old guy that we really haven't heard of, but he connects with the guys, and the Padres go out and win 96 games next year and they make the playoffs, then it may not have looked like the right hire at the time and people were upset about it, but it ended up being the right hire.
Exactly. And that brings me to another point that Dennis made here in his mailbag. And he said, I wouldn't be surprised if Preller hires an older major league manager and a manager in waiting as the bench coach, almost like a two-for-one hire.
Brian Dutcher?
Exactly.
The HCHCIW?
The head coach in waiting, the manager, the MIW, the manager in waiting, whereas, you know, like we view Dusty Baker as a bit of a stopgap, and who's Joe Espada, who is the bench coach that –
Jeff Blum was talking about that is so well thought of. You know, could be the manager in waiting if Dusty ever steps down or is ready to step down. Now, they're, if they win the World Series, it's going to be hard to, you know, push Dusty out the door at that point. But that feels like what the Astros are sort of doing there in Houston. Could the Padres make a similar decision and hire someone with the understanding that whoever we bring in, you know, an older, more seasoned manager, they're not going to be around that long. And then if we have some success, we're going to transition and make you the next guy. It's a high wire act. It really is difficult because you have a lot of success. Then the manager in waiting is going, well, how am I ever going to get the job? I mean, everything's going well. Why are they going to make a change? If you don't have success, it's like, well, why do they believe in me? I was part of the mess that isn't getting it right now. So that's a like kind of an interesting, weird dynamic. It certainly feels like something that can be possible, but I would be cautious about trying anything like that, at least kind of on an official basis.
That would make me a little uneasy.
Yeah, the Dutcher Fisher thing is very rare in sports in so many ways. To have a guy who's willing to kind of take that second chair for so long and be patient, and then when he finally gets his opportunity to actually succeed and thrive the way that Brian Dutcher has, that it's so incredibly rare that I don't know that you want to try to set that dynamic up unless it happens really organically like it did with Fisher and Dutcher. You can't just like write it down on paper and say, hey, you meet this guy, he's going to be your manager in waiting behind you. It doesn't work like that.
I think the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, it's got to be a little more organic. So I thought that was an interesting suggestion, at least, although I don't think that's the way the Padres necessarily should go in this managerial search.
What? We still got at least a couple more weeks of this crap. Just the speculating
and
the rumors, because they're not going to make a decision, right, until... Will they make a decision before the World Series? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if
they have to wait and see.
I mean,
what
if they're
happens.
Waiting to see them, I mean, they haven't. Do you think that there's no more managers that are even going to be fired out there at this point?
I mean, Ron Washington is still coaching.
Yeah, you still have to wait on some guys that are still coaching. I think it's probably after the World Series that we get a final hire.
Now, if they had some guy that, you know, a third base coach and double A ball for the Rangers organization, like, they could make that hire today, right?
You could. You could, but then are you
interview everybody?
Yeah, are you doing your due diligence if you do that? Right. Are you leaving the better option on the table that's out there that didn't ever get the opportunity?
They could make a hire soon, but it's probably not going to be at least for another couple
weeks.
Can you
afford to potentially make that mistake by making a hire too fast? This isn't football, you know, where the off season you gotta get your off season program working immediately. They're fine, you know, waiting until after the World Series to hire a manager. Nothing's gonna change between now and then. So I'm okay with a little patience and making sure that you do the most thorough.
I'm impatient.
Full job. I know you're impatient. No one cares what you think, though, Paulie. Let's just be patient and let the process play itself out. All right, we will talk some more Padres coming up. That Mackenzie Gore question kind of lingering out there. Do you use him as a trade chip even though his value is down? Or do you hope, maybe with a big, you know, cross your fingers, that he could actually help you next season on the big league level? First, though, let's see what else is going on. Get some headlines in today's Rondle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Here's a weird story. The headline is, woman claims she's married to Michael Jackson's ghost.
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
All right. We will start off in football, Ben. We got a very, I don't want to say weird injury, but just something that you don't see that often in football, really in sports in general. Woodsy, of course, is on voice rest right now with his strep throat. Can't really come in and talk for 3 straight hours.
He's on the vocal IL at the moment.
The vocal IL. And so is Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He's on voice rest after he had a throat contusion last week. If you were watching that game against the Packers, he took a shot to the throat and had to go to the hospital. And they're just saying that he's on voice rest right now. He's still expected to play on Sunday. except they are encouraging him to speak as little as possible after he was evaluated for that throat contusion. So he's not going to be talking very much at all this week. He did not meet with the media for his weekly news conference yesterday, but he is still, as of right now, like, going to be a go for their game against the
Lions. So you're saying Joe Burrow can keep working despite the throat problems, but Steven Woods can't?
Well, Joe Burrow is more of a man than Steven
Woods. That's kind of what I'm looking like. Now, conversely, if Woodsy, like, tore his ACL, he'd probably still be able to do this job, whereas if Joe Burrow tore his ACL, he'd probably be out for the season. So it does work both ways on that.
Yeah, Bengals coach Zach Taylor said everything's going good. We're just limiting what he has to say and how he's got to use his voice through today. So maybe things will be ready to go by Sunday, but I just can't really imagine a quarterback not being able to really communicate, especially
They're on the road. Yeah, all those loud Detroit Lions fans that love their 0-5 team. Just go to the silent. A silent count inside an already silent stadium on the road.
Dan Campbell is licking his lips right now. He's like, we're going to hit him in the throat. We're going to bite his throat off.
We're going to get that first win, finally.
Yeah, we'll see. That's all in the football world. We're going to go to the other football world, football. The United States beat Costa Rica yesterday, U.S. men's national team, in their CONCACAF World Cup qualifier. They beat Costa Rica 2-1. They had to come back yesterday, but they got the W. Not a whole lot of sports on yesterday besides the soccer. There was no baseball, and NBA still doesn't start until next week.
Game 2 of the WNBA Finals was last night.
Did have WNBA.
Phoenix Mercury evening the series at 1-1. Ducks got their first win. But the only sporting event I actually watched was that USA-Costa Rica match in Columbus, Ohio. And if I'm going to watch soccer, my favorite is World Cup. So the qualifying for the World Cup is important since the United States didn't do it last time and failed to qualify. They've kind of had some ups and downs so far. This looked like it could have been a big down, and maybe it's just me, but when I follow these games, it feels like U.S. men's national team fans, very much like Padres fans, they're always waiting for the next bad thing to happen. Like, oh, what disaster is going to befall us next? And when Costa Rica scored literally 1 minute into the game on the road and already they're behind, everyone's going, oh, this is it. We're going to lose. We're not going to get any points. They're not going to qualify for the World Cup.
Well, when all you know is failure for the most part, like, yeah, you're conditioned.
It's a similar dynamic. It really is. I will say this, I'm not the biggest soccer expert in the world. Thought the U.S. played pretty darn well after that. I mean, really kind of dominating the action. I had one of the better U.S. goals I've ever seen. I mean, it was one that you'd see in the, you know, over in Europe in the top level of play, like in La Liga or in the English Premier League, a left-footed strike by Sergiño Dest right into the upper corner of the net. I mean, it was one of those, like a slider that was hooking away from the batter and knocked right into the corner to tie it up at 1-1. One of the prettiest American soccer goals I have seen in a long, long time. And then you have the little weirdness, the own goal in the second half. Now, it wasn't really an own goal. Timothy Weah, I mean, point blank, just creamed it right at the goalie, and it bounced off of him, and then off the...
What?
He creamed the soccer ball. He hit it so hard, like you crushed it, you creamed it. And then it hit off the post, and then it hit off the back of his butt and kind of rolled back into the net. It's Weah should get the goal. I don't understand how soccer scoring really works, why that doesn't... The guy who shot the ball last, that hit it so hard at the net, should get credit for it. Technically, though, because it hit the post and then bounced off the goalie, they call it an own goal. But it wasn't. It was a real shot. And that was the difference. And the U.S. won 2-1, got the 3 points they needed to stay on track for qualifying for the World Cup.
What channel was that on?
ESPN 2, I believe.
Your description made it sound like it should be on another channel, but I digress. We will wrap things up here. I got a headline from the Denver Post. A very reputable publication, of course. The headline reads, Colorado tied for state with fewest shark attacks, Governor Jared Polis boasts.
Is this a bit? No shark attacks?
Kind of, yeah, but this is a real story. The governor was very happy to announce that Colorado was tied for the state with the least shark attacks, zero. A grand total of zero shark attacks in the great state of Colorado.
I'm sure probably Wyoming is also boasting of that.
Yeah, Montana also didn't have any
no shark attacks. Nevada,
Arkansas, none. this is a real thing.
Okay.
They said with the lowest obesity rate in the country, Coloradans are known for being healthy and lean, and sharks know they won't get much of a meal here. Coloradans and others from across the world love exploring our mountains, rivers, lakes, and plains while safely avoiding the swarms of dangerous sharks in other less attractive destinations like Texas, California, and Florida.
So this is sort of a promotion for like good things in the state.
Come to Colorado.
Little ironic
you
twist.
You won't get hit by a shark.
You won't be eaten by a shark in Colorado. Well, fair enough.
Oddly enough, all the landlocked states tied for first place with the zero shark attacks.
There's not a one like somewhere like someone got attacked.
Looks like Missouri actually has one.
It does.
Has are very few.
Wait. How does it have any? Does the Mississippi River have sharks that I'm unaware of?
I don't know my states that well.
Give me what you
Tennessee
think.
Tennessee has one.
Tennessee has no oceans. How do they have a
I
shark?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Like at the aquarium, someone fell into the tank and got attacked by a shark, and that counts?
New Mexico had at least one.
At least one shark attack. See, now this is the real story. How are shark attacks taking place in landlocked states? New Mexico had a shark attack last year?
That's what I'm reading here. Yeah.
What did it attack? A hatched chili?
Out
of the turkey! We love your sharks! I can't do the Paul Stanley like Woodsy does.
No, you can't.
This is the lead. Like, how did Missouri have so many shark attacks?
It was at an aquarium.
It was an aquarium!
Recent viral tweet unearths shark attack in New Mexico. This was posted yesterday. In a tweet, the governor of Colorado bragged about how Colorado is tied for the least amount of shark attacks. Zero. The only place to see sharks in New Mexico is the Albuquerque Biopark Aquarium, and they've had over 15 different sharks since the incident happened back in 2005.
Okay.
There was a shark attack.
They have a shark attack in New Mexico.
Yeah, not in Colorado though.
And that is our Rindle report. Good job, Paul.
Hey, I got you.
All right, so if you don't usually tune in at 7 a.m. but you love musical trivia and want a chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas, this is your opportunity. We pushed back Take on Woods, and because we don't have Woods, Joss going to come down the hall from Kixie. He's going to play against our contestant today for an opportunity to win $250, food and beverage credit, VIP pod at the Sportsbook at the Westgate, two nights stay. But you need to call in now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll play when we come back. It's Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a full studio here. Oh, wait, what do you have for me here, Paul?
I was going to come back and embarrass you a little bit.
Please do. That's what New Mexico had a shark attack last
year?
That's
what I'm reading here. Yeah.
What did it attack? A hatched chili?
I guess I can.
Albuquerque, we love your sharks! I can't do the Paul Stanley like Woods does.
Woods does an amazing Paul Stanley from Kiss voice. It's incredible. I can't do it, so I'm just trying to get Woods to come back faster from his illness.
His sick bed.
Albuquerque, we love your sharks!
Filling in for Woods once again today is Joss. You did a great job yesterday. You won yesterday's game of Take on Woods.
It didn't feel like it.
But you're back to defend your title. Okay. And let's get to today's game. It's time to play.
Woods. Woods.
All right, today's contestant is going to be Noah. Noah, welcome to Take on Woods. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing good. So five questions of musical trivia against Joss. And if you can win or tie, you'll qualify for our grand prize drawing. Private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world, $250 food and beverage credit, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You get to choose the category here, Noah. Here are your choices. We got Hall of Famers about this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Full stop, songs which include the word stop somewhere in the title. And our new category today, it's all about the journey. That would be questions about the band Journey. So those are your three categories. Noah, which one would you like to play?
I feel like I'm going to get creamed, as you would say, either way, but I'll go with full stop.
Full stop. All right. So first thing that happens, Joss, you get to leave. You get to leave.
All right.
Head off to your soundproof booth. Noah, you'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five questions as you can. Again, all of the answers, songs that include stop somewhere in the title. If you want to pass at any time and come back to a question, we will do so if there's time remaining on the clock. We'll start with a two-second song to score the point. You need to give me both the song title and the artist, and then we'll go on to the rest of the questions. Noah, are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Pauly plays the two-second song. Good luck, Noah. Let's take on Joss.
Oh, God.
All right, what follows the word stop in the title of a 1965 hit by Diana Ross and the Supremes?
In the Name of Love?
Correct. Which song was playing in the final scene of the final episode of The Sopranos?
Oh, that.
Justin Timberlake was nominated for an Oscar for which hit from the 2016 movie Trolls?
Can't Stop the Feeling?
Correct. Tom Petty joined Stevie Nicks for which 1981 song from her album Belladonna?
Pass.
All right, let's go back to the two-second song.
Pass.
Which song was playing in the final scene of the final episode of The Sopranos?
Oh, my God. City Boy.
You go. You know it. He knows it.
Don't stop believing.
Yes. Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks.
Journey.
Yeah, you got it. Is the time up? No.
The time was up.
Time. Let's give it to him. 3 points. I'm giving it to you. I didn't hear the buzzer. I got you. I got you in there. So you got three. Hang on, Noah. You got In the Name of Love. Stop in the Name of Love by the Supremes. You got Don't Stop Believing. Final episode of The Sopranos. Not from our Journey category, by the way. That's kind of interesting. And you got Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. The ones you missed are 2 second song. That was Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And Stop Dragging My Heart Around is the Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks duo from 1981. So we'll bring Joss back in. She'll get the same five questions and the same 60 seconds. Joss, again, the category. Songs with the word stop somewhere in the title.
Okay.
All right. So remember, we start with a 2 second song. You need to give me both the title and the artist to score the point.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Your time starts when Pauly plays the music. Let's take on Joss.
What was that?
Uh-oh. You can pass if you want.
Okay. Pass.
What follows the word stop in the title of a 1965 hit by Diana Ross and the Supremes?
In the Name of Love.
Correct. Which song was playing in the final scene of the final episode of The Sopranos?
Oh, come on! No, pass.
Justin Timberlake was nominated for an Oscar for which hit from the 2016 movie Trolls?
We play him! Oh, I'm the worst. Stop. Pass.
Tom Petty joined Stevie Nicks for which 1981 song from her album Belladonna?
Stevie Nicks. Do other people do this bad at this?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh my, I have no idea. I thought I'd be so good at this. I was like, oh, I'm so glad we're doing this category.
FM music DJ Josh Taylor.
Do you want to try the 2 second song again? Give it to her again, Polly.
Yeah.
That's a one.
That's
Noah,
a win.
Congratulations.
Oh.
Noah got 3 right out of
what?
The 5.
How did he do that?
So that song was Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of course it was.
You got Stop in the Name of Love. Don't Stop Believing by Journey is actually...
I can't stand it anymore.
And the end of The Sopranos. Can't Stop the Feeling is the Justin Timberlake.
Like every morning.
And one of my favorite songs ever, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Oh.
By Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks from 1981.
I am completely ashamed. I have never felt so ashamed.
You know what?
I know,
but you can be happy because you just helped Noah qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. So take a bow. Josh, thank you again
thank
for filling
you guys.
In.
Congratulations.
And if Woodsy calls in sick tomorrow, you know who we're coming to one more time.
I don't know why.
Thank you so much. Congratulations, Noah. Hang on. Paul will get your information during our break. When we come back, phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. The question, Mackenzie Gore made his Arizona Fall League debut yesterday, looked really good, but if you're the Padres, do you try to use him as a trade chip, even though the value may not be what it once was, or do you count on him for meaningful innings for a playoff contender in 2022? Which is it? 833-288-0973. We do that next. Plus, my Fade Ben pick for the week on 97.3
oh, cool.
The Fan.
Can't wait.
Yeah, good luck, Paulie.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah Bennett Woods is brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today, and Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop at Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa in the 163 or online at boofurniture.com. Our phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. Got a little good news during the break. Adam brought in, can you read what Adam brought in for us?
Yeah,
Paulie, please, officially.
A nice wooden plaque here, gold-plated plaque, San Diego's best, celebrating 25 years, the Union Tribune Readers Poll 2021. On behalf of our readers, the San Diego Union Tribune presents the award for Best Talk Radio to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Woo!
Yeah.
We won!
Yeah!
We're the winners!
Yeah!
We have a plaque. It's official. No one can ever argue.
Can't
now.
Take that from us.
Who is the best talk radio show in all of San Diego? It's on a plaque. There can be no argument.
It's true.
So everyone who's in my timeline complaining that, you know, I'm not pro-Aztec enough, hey, I got a plaque. Best talk radio in town. It's you can't say anything about that, can you?
Well, you do hate my beloved Aztecs, so shame on you.
I think I was quite glowing about the Aztecs during that interview and praising them for everything they've done over the last, 15, 20 years. And I want their program to be rewarded as such.
I wish Woodsy was here so fake J.D. Wicker could
kick moving your ass. Forward. I know he would like to try. let's see. I may be the best, talk radio show in town. I'm not the best at picking football games. In fact, you're the worst prognosticator. I'm so bad. We've made a bit out of it, and we call it Fade Ben. So I each week make one, just one, NFL pick against the spread. It makes a lot of sense. I will convince you why I'm right. And then Woodsy will bet the exact opposite. He will win money. Paulie will go with me and he will lose money because I am 0-5 and I never win my football bet. So I guess it's an opportunity to simply, eliminate one team each week when I make my selection. I mean, at some point, I've got to just luck into a correct selection, you'd think. I was kind of debating. I finally settled on my pick this week. I went to our friends at BetQL, got the odds. And I think...
I hate this.
So here's what I think. You're going to like this one, actually, Paulie, being from the Seattle area. Russell Wilson had surgery on his hand earlier this week. So they haven't put him on the injured list, but presumably out. So the Seahawks are going to be going with backup quarterback Geno Smith. That, of course, has affected the line in their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll be on the road. It's Sunday Night Football this week. But now the Steelers, all of a sudden, who aren't good, and especially against a pretty solid defense like the Seattle Seahawks, they're 5-point favorites now at home. I think that the line and the public has overreacted to the Russell Wilson injury. And this line has swung too much. I have this more as like a pick'em type game between these two teams, even with Geno Smith at quarterback, not a 5-point favorite for the Steelers. I think at the very least, the Seahawks keep this close until the end. They might lose by like a field goal, but I'm going to take those 5 points and I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson-less and all, on Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh, which means you get to go with... your hometown team, the Seahawks. You should be happy about that.
No, that means I'm taking...
Yeah, you take the Seahawks. Woodsy will
so
be going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The team with a backup quarterback going on the road to one of the most storied franchises in NFL history.
Loud stadium
on Sunday Night Football. Okay, cool. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate
you
that.
You don't like my... I think they overreacted to the line on this one. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I'll show you an overreaction.
I feel really good about it. No, I feel really good about this one, Paul. I do. I think the Seahawks, they may win this one outright. I mean, you might even want to put some on the money line and make up some of the money you've lost the first 5 weeks.
Was it +5?
+5. That's our Fade Ben pick for the week. So, Woodsy, if you're out there, you get to put your money on the Pittsburgh Steelers. In the hopes that I now go 0-6 in my football picks this week.
You realize, like, I've had this conspiracy now for a few weeks that this is for whatever reason, you're upset with me, and this is all just a bit to get me and to lose me money, and now you're saying that that's not the case, and yet you give me the team with the backup quarterback going on the road in prime time.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Paul.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Enjoy your Sunday evening now. So Mackenzie Gore in the Arizona Fall League yesterday made his debut. We'll give you the details, and then I want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. Should the Padres trade him, cash him in this offseason in win-now mode, try to pick up a piece that can help them in 2022, or do you gamble that Mackenzie Gore could be that piece and you want to see him stick around and pitch for the Padres this season? We'll get to those thoughts coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go over these numbers again. So yesterday, Mackenzie Gore pitched on opening day of the Arizona Fall League for the Padres team, the Peoria Javelinas. Went five innings, gave up two runs, but from all observers who were there, said looked really good. The stuff was good, high 90s, 97, and even 98, touching it on the fastball. The command was much better than they had seen throughout the course of the last season, when he really struggled starting in AAA and then got shut down and, finished up, kind of bouncing around the minors at the end. Threw 88 pitches, 56 of them were for strikes. He got 11 swings and misses during the outing, facing, some top prospects, including the number one pick in the draft from last year, Spencer Torkelson. Now, one start in the Arizona Fall League does not signal that your problems are all behind you. I understand that, and it would be foolish just to assume that everything is sunshine and roses for Mackenzie Gore. But when the question comes about whether or not the Padres should trade him, I think conventional wisdom, Paul, is that the Padres need to win, and they could probably still get a pretty good piece for Mackenzie Gore. Even though he's not the number two prospect in all of baseball anymore, there's got to be several teams that would be interested in adding Mackenzie Gore to their stable. Left-handed, 22 years old, they'd probably be willing to part with a guy who's got 1 year left on his contract, a proven big leaguer of some sort that the Padres could use right away. I think that's probably going to be the conventional wisdom out there. Would you agree?
I think that's fair. All absolutely.
Right. I'm gonna take a different tack, though. The Padres are trying to win a World Series, correct?
Yes.
All right, to do that, you need to swing for the fences. And sometimes swinging for the fences in this situation means not making that trade. I think the best chance the Padres have of taking a big leap forward is to actually gamble on Mackenzie Gore coming up and being the pitcher they thought just a couple of years ago that he was going to be. Because if he does figure it out and can contribute as a young, controllable, valuable piece that you don't have to spend, the precious, salary space for, because he'll be making the major league minimum if he comes up. And if you get production from Mackenzie Gore, if he comes up and challenges for like a rookie of the year, now is that what I say that's likely right now? No, probably not. But that's the kind of gamble that when you make it and you win on that gamble, that really helps you take a jump forward. And I think that perhaps this next year, it's worth gambling on Mackenzie Gore. If you trust that you've figured it out, that you've changed his mechanics slightly, calmed down those hands, and that you're on to something with Mackenzie Gore, you're not going to get the best value for him right now. Other teams are going to say, you want to trade him now? Well, we didn't see anything this last season. I'll give you half of what I would have given you a year ago for him. So I think the smart move, actually, at this point, is to take your chances and gamble on Mackenzie Gore actually being a productive, back-of-the-rotation option for the Padres at some point in 2022.
That
crazy?
Feels like a bigger gamble than it maybe felt a couple of years ago.
It is.
What have you seen out of Mackenzie Gore over the last
week? I haven't seen anything.
5 years now?
I haven't seen anything. He's in the minor leagues. I don't see Mackenzie Gore at all. I haven't seen him since the spring training, when we were there a couple of years ago.
So what makes you feel safe in taking that gamble as opposed to...
It's not a safe gamble. I'm telling you, if you want to win big, you have to take some risks.
If you want to win big, why can't you package him in a trade with a Will Myers or an Eric Hosmer and move some salary? You dump a top prospect that has not contributed at all by the time that you would have hoped that he could be up at the major league level contributing. Why not package him in
the
trade?
That's the safe thing is trading low. We'll just get what we can for him. It probably won't be that much. We'll probably have to eat bunch of money on someone else, and we're not going to get back, someone that's impactful. I think the gamble, the risk worth taking, is the gamble on Mackenzie Gore. Here's what I've seen. It's 22 years old. It's left-handed. It's 98 miles an hour. I mean, those are the things that I can see right now that don't guarantee success, but they certainly put him in a better spot than some other guys. He's got that. He's got something that a lot of guys could never have in their life, and he's already got it at a young age. Now, does he need to refine it? Does he need better command? Does he need to stay healthy and lock it in? Yes, and all of those are absolute big gambles. The downside, of course, I'm not naive. I am naive, but in this case, I'm not. I know what I'm risking here. You bring Mackenzie Gore up, he gets knocked around by major league pitching, looks bad, has a 7 ERA, gets sent back down, and then you've got almost no value whatsoever. And you could you'd be a throw-in to a trade somewhere at that point.
How much do you think Ryan Weathers' value has been diminished since he came up in the postseason in 2020, of course, but then looked okay early on and then really struggled in the second half of 2021.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could have
his value go down from before when he was a top prospect?
Of course. You could have gotten a ton for Ryan Weathers last offseason.
Okay, and so Ryan Weathers...
And now you've got a bunch of teams that look at these numbers in terms of, you know, swing and miss rates and some of the other, spin rates and movement that don't look good on the major league level. They're not going to be willing to part with nearly as much for Ryan Weathers as they would have a year ago.
Okay, and Ryan Weathers, at the beginning of 2021, he was everything that we thought Mackenzie Gore would be. Meaning he was a step above Mackenzie Gore.
He was ahead of Mackenzie. Well, he got the call up, but Mackenzie Gore didn't. So, yeah, he was ahead, apparently, of Mackenzie Gore at the time. I will say this, though. Tell me that I'm wrong. Losing organizations sell low on their players. Winning organizations sell high on their players.
Well, winning organizations can also develop their players.
That's true. If the Padres can't develop any of their own players, what are we even talking about here then? That should be what we're talking about. They have no chance. If they can't figure that out, if they can't figure out how to develop a Mackenzie Gore and a Robert Hassel and a CJ Abrams, and all they can do is trade away these prospects and hopefully get another, high-priced veteran for a year, That's not the formula for overall success. And if that's what we're talking about, then throw in the towel right now. They have to be able to figure out how to at least get probably two of those three guys to hit in the next year to year and a half if they really want to have a window of success. Because you just can't keep reloading with free agents and trades. That well runs dry at some point. You have to do both.
You have to be able to,
but you have to be able to hit on some of your own guys. It doesn't have to be every single one of them. It really only has to be, two or three that come up in the major league level. But you look at teams that have had success lately, from the Astros to the Dodgers to even the Giants. They hit on some of their own talent. Yeah, they also hit on some trades. They pick up the right veterans, the right mix. They make smart moves at the trade deadline. But you have to have some of your own players in that mix. If they can't do that, then the Padres have the wrong people in the organization, and they're going to have to make a major overhaul in the next few years. I mean, there's no question about it.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of fans out there that wouldn't disagree with that.
No.
Ultimately, though, yeah, you're talking about having a successful long open window, but ultimately the goal is to win a World Series, a championship, get a banner in Petco Park. And now, do you believe more that Mackenzie Gore is going to be a part of that championship roster and he's going to be on that World Series championship team? Or Do you believe more likely that he gets packaged in a trade? You free up some salary cap space by moving a Hosmer or a Myers, and then you go out and get a player that is going to contribute day one on the major league level and help you win.
I think your rosy scenario that teams would be willing to take on a Hosmer or a Myers contract and then also take a gamble on a Mackenzie Gore who's coming off an offseason is a bit pie in the sky-ish. If I'm another GM and I'm going to say, all right, I'll take Hosmer off of your hands and eat some of the money, but I'm going to want Hassel. I'm going to want Abrams. I'm not going to settle for Gore at this point. So I think the best gamble for the Padres now is hope that they can get the best out of Mackenzie Gore moving forward and not sell low. Even the Yankees can't simply sign a free agent to put in, you know, all nine positions and turn that into success. I mean, no one can do it. You have to have some young, controllable players that are producing for you on your roster if you want to win a World Series. And right now, the Padres don't really have a lot of that. I mean, they have a couple of young guys that they've gotten in trades, like Jake Cronenworth, who are still controllable, and that's great. You turn some of your prospects into that. That's okay. That's a good thing. But you have to develop some of your own. And I think that taking a gamble on Mackenzie Gore coming up, and you know, you're not throwing him 200 innings, you're not making him your number one starter on opening day, but you might get really valuable innings and depth out of him if you have figured something out. And hopefully this Arizona Fall League start yesterday is the first sign, or you know, one of the first signs here that the Padres are getting Mackenzie Gore back on the right track. Imagine if he does come up in the first half of the season and pitches really well, and you know, he's got a great ERA. Now his value is through the roof. I mean,
I hope that's the case.
Now you can do anything you wanted, and you've got so much flexibility. I think that's a gamble worth taking.
Yeah, our buddy David J with Mad Friar says, "Hey Paul, even when Weathers was surging last year, his value and ceiling was never what Gore's is today."
Yeah.
I hope that's the case.
I agree.
I hope that this organization can figure out how to develop Mackenzie Gore, because we've been waiting for a while now.
That's the big question going forward. Get ready for the Penske Lincoln Bennett Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today. Sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino. Open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. Well, hopefully, Woods, you'll be back tomorrow. Otherwise, I will do the entire show in Paul Stanley voice.
I don't hate that idea at all.
If Woodsy doesn't show up. So that's my threat to get Woodsy back into that chair tomorrow. Now, just feel better, Woodsy. We'll get you back soon. For Pauly, I'm Ben. Thanks, everybody. Good show today on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.